the HR at DevilCore is put out multiple memos about this.
Right.
I would say HR at DevilCore is probably super into it. They're like more their training videos from the 1980s are like, this is how you grab a butt.
Welcome to The Others Grimm. This is a comedy podcast where we read a fairy tale or folklore or mythology or some of the story and we make fun of it. I am one of your hosts. My name is Holly.
I am another one of your hosts, Rob.
I'm just hanging out. My name's Greg.
He's not really here.
No, hosting anything.
No, he's just hanging out.
He's got a pina colada in his hand, wearing his bathing suit, on a beach chair, which he brought in. So all that sand you brought in from outside.
Not appreciated. You're going to have to sweep later. All right, today we're reading The Devil's Sooty Brother.
The Devil's Sooty Brother.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. Well, okay. We know he has a grandma.
Yeah. And we're about to see some characters. There's apparently only four different kinds of things that people can be, and you'll see that shortly. One of them being the devil. You'll see exactly what I'm talking about in a moment. All right. A disbanded soldier had nothing to live on and did not know how to get on. So again, you can be a soldier, you can be devil, you can be a king.
You can be poor.
Yeah, you can be poor, you can be rich. A small
amount
of things.
I think we're 5 picks now already.
Yeah. So he went out into the forest, and when he had walked for a short time, he met a little man who was, however, the devil. The little man.
Whoa, the devil's a little man.
He's a little man.
I imagined him to be tall and regal.
He's got that Tom Cruise energy.
Yeah, he's got Tom Cruise energy.
Well, the devil's like the Grim Reaper or like Death. He can come in many forms.
Got it.
Or Zeus.
But he's like little now, so he's like, can you just stand in this hole for me?
Like Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
The devil's constantly dragging along an apple box behind him.
Yeah.
All right, the little man, the devil, said to him, "What ails you? You seem so very sorrowful." Then the soldier said, "I am hungry, but have no money." The devil said, "If you will hire yourself to me and be my serving man, you shall have enough for all of your life." I'm sorry, that was a question. You shall have enough for all of your life?
Yeah, so he was just like, I don't know, is that a question? They're just like standing, like a standoff.
Are you saying yes? Is this a job offer? Do I need to meet with HR?
Am I in the interview now?
Yeah. Is this an interview we're having right now?
Hold on. I got my resume in my backpack. Do you want me to pull it out real quick?
Contract, anything for me to sign? Typically, the devil does want a contract. You shall serve me for 7 years.
Okay. Deja vu.
It's always 7 years.
Is this bearskin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Devil always wants 7 years. The devil is like a dog. He lives in, usually it'd be like 1 year. Mm-hmm. You know, contracts for jobs are typically 1 year, but the devil is a dog also. 7 years.
He like got a promotion. He like started out as the dog devil. So he would like was only used to like 7 years at a time. And then he like became human devil. And he's like, it's for 7 years.
He hasn't figured out that people work in years.
Yeah.
1 year at a time.
I like how this situation you've set up makes it now that the devil is just like a corporation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's just you get hired, you get promoted, you work way up through the ranks. You know, there's like, so there's dog devil, people devil. That's the big cheese. That's the big game, as they say, you know, that's, but there's also smaller ones.
There's like a cow devil. He's like middle
devil.
Management.
Yeah.
There's like tree devil, pretty boring.
Yeah, they didn't mention that there was another devil next to him that's like, I'm not here, this is his first training day, all right, he's gonna do great.
he's taking notes.
Yep.
Yeah. Like, okay, I'm gonna go need you to take mayonnaise to the guy who has a bear skin and as you are. Oh no, okay, you shall serve me for 7 years and after that you shall again be free. But one thing I must tell you, and that is, you must not wash, comb, or trim yourself, or cut your hair or nails, or wipe the water from your eyes. It's bearskin
again.
Okay,
is this the same story?
It's just bearskin.
This is the same story.
But it's about the devil's sooty brother. So it's clearly like the sequel where they just like want
to
redo the same movie
over
again.
To get the money,
again.
Devil's like, yeah, this worked the last time. I'm going to reap some souls.
He's got
one trick. Oh,
because
he reaped two souls from bearskin.
He got the women who looked down on him.
Who completed suicide.
Oh, yeah, they killed themselves.
They
yeah.
killed themselves at the end.
Because they couldn't marry the one man.
The one eligible suitor. And, well, I mean, there's so there's a new element. So he can't obviously do the same things that Bearskin couldn't do. But he also cannot wipe the water from your eyes.
So he can't. So when he's crying because of how dirty yeah. he is.
Yeah.
Or if the wind is too strong and your eyes
water.
He
just has to blink through it.
Blink it away.
He like ate a pepper and rubbed his eye.
He went out, you know, partying on Saturday night and wore a bunch of makeup and then fell asleep drunk and woke up the next day. And he's just got like black raccoon eyes. Can't do it.
Gotta leave it. Sorry.
Your eyes. He's always going to look like he's taking the walk of shame. Okay. The soldier said, "All right, if there is no help for it," and went off with the little man who straightway led him down into hell. Then he told him what he had to do. He was to poke the fire under the kettles wherein the hell broth was stewing, keep the house clean, drive all the sweepings behind the doors, and see that everything was in order. But if he once peeped into the kettles, it would go ill with him.
So he's an intern at Devil Core, is what you're saying.
Yeah. Yep. I also want to know what the recipe for hell broth is.
It's probably delicious.
You think so? It's hell. It's probably shit. It's probably like literal, like some shit that's been like food processed and the tears of babies are in there.
Yeah, he's like going to wipe the tears from his eye for the hell broth. That's why he can't wipe it away himself. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. He just has to go over into the pot and cry into the pot.
Yeah.
There's literal fire in there. Like not underneath it. Like, yes, underneath it, but like in
inside
the
broth. Inside it. Yeah.
Like as an ingredient, like 2 cups of fire.
Flambé. The soldier said, "Good, I will take care." And then the old devil went out again on his wanderings. And the soldier entered upon his duties. Made the fire and swept the dirt well behind the doors.
Also, can I say, I don't think this is the devil. If we're talking about Devil Corps, I think this devil works in like talent acquisition.
There's so many.
He's a hiring manager, basically. Yeah.
He's such a main character in these two that like the devil couldn't possibly be at all these places at once.
No, hell is definitely a pyramid scheme, and for
it's an MLM.
Yeah.
When the old devil, oh, now we know he's the old devil. So 40 in Rob's mind.
50.
Oh, 50. Yeah. 50. Ugh, gross. I can imagine him. Ugh.
Just a pile of bones walking around, leathery red skin, just looking to retire. He's got like 4 weeks left.
I want to read the story where it's a devil buddy cop with old devil with 2 days left of retirement and new young devil comes along and
hot shot new young devil. Yeah.
He's a hot shot new cop on the beat and his partner is the devil.
Also, like, he's the devil.
But like an old devil.
The old devil came back again. He looked to see if all had been done, appeared satisfied, and went forth a second time. The soldier now took a good look on every side. The kettles were standing all round hell with a mighty fire below them, and inside they were boiling and sputtering. And remind yourselves, he's not to look inside the kettles. That's part of his contract. Mm-hmm. Also, at a certain point, too, like, Bearskin never had to, like, work in a kitchen.
A kitchen in hell.
A kitchen in hell, but still a kitchen with all of his disgust around him and his long nails and dirt that could grow watercress on it.
Oh, yeah, that's going to get you at least a B rating on a health inspection.
Okay, he would have given anything to look inside them if the devil had not so particularly forbidden him. At last, he could no longer restrain himself.
It's been like 5 minutes. He's got 7 years of this. He's like, I got
to
do it.
I can't do it. I can't not do it. He could no longer restrain himself, slightly raised the lid of the first kettle and peeped in. And there he saw his former corporal, because remember, he's a soldier. He saw his former corporal shut in. "Aha, old bird," said he. "Do I meet you here? You once had me in your power. Now I have you." And he quickly let the lid fall, poked the fire, and added a fresh log. Our soldier is...
Yeah, he's not a good guy.
Vengeful.
I'm sorry, have you never had a boss that you... An old boss that you...
Not
just...
one that I would burn in hell broth soup.
He didn't do it. No, the boss got himself into the soup, all right? He just found the boss there.
I would still... I cannot think of one person I've met in my life that, personally, that I wouldn't pull out of hell broth soup. Rob's thinking about it. He's got a list of names. He's like, there's...
I got a couple.
After that, he went to the second kettle, raised its lid also a little, and peeped in. His former ensign was inside of that.
Aha, old bird. So I find you here. You once had me in your power. Ensign?
Isn't that the lowest rank?
Yeah.
So this guy's just like a private that was so terrible at his job that he never moved up in rank.
And then somehow the assistants, the apprentices who were in the army became above him in just general rank because he'd been there so long and they moved up.
Also, is this just going to be all of his old coworkers? Is that what's happening here?
Obviously. Yeah. Aha, old bird, so I find you here. You once had me in your power. Maybe he was in love with him. You had me in your power. Now I have you. He closed the lid again and fetched yet another log to make it really hot. Then he wanted to see who might be shut up in the third kettle. It was actually a general. Aha, old bird, do I meet you here? Once you had me in your power, now I have you. Fucking broken record, this soldier. And he fetched the bellows and made hellfire flare well up under him. So he did work 7 years in hell, did not wash, comb, or trim himself, or cut his hair or nails, or wash the water out of his eyes. And the 7 years seemed so short to him that he thought he had only been here half a year. Well, he's sadistic, so he's really having a good time just poking the fire underneath his old coworkers.
Yep, just lifting lids every chance he gets, being like, still burning.
Hey, here's some hot sauce. How do you like that in your eyes?
And it's just like, he's also an idiot, so he keeps doing the same thing every day where he's like, aha, old bird, are you still here? Yes, ha ha ha.
They're like, oh, this really is hell. This is not hell. The worst part is just the monotony of the caretaker, of the cook's assistant. Now when the time had fully gone by, the devil came and said, well, Hans, what have you done? I have poked the fire under the kettles, and I have swept all the dirt well behind the doors. But you have peeped into the kettles as well. It is lucky for you. You added fresh logs to them, or else your life would have been forfeited. Now that your time is up, will you go home again? That's it. He cheated. That was a pretty straightforward demand from the devil. Yeah. You don't get to peep, but he also stoked the fire, so.
Well, I think that was the test of like, oh, you saw an injustice and instead of doing something about it, you turned a blind eye and kept it going.
You passed the test.
You
have a good home here in hell.
You now can be a beginning devil.
You may be a goat devil.
Yeah.
You're a real up and comer here in Devil Corps.
Yes, said the soldier. I should very much like to see what my father is doing at home. The devil said, in order that you may receive the wages you have earned, go and fill your knapsack full of the sweepings and take it home with you. Put some dirt in your backpack. There you go. There's your pay. You must also go unwashed and uncombed, with long hair on your head and beard, and with uncut nails and dim eyes. And when you are asked whence you come, you must say, from hell. And when you are asked who you are to say, the devil's sooty brother, and my king as well.
And my king as well.
The devil's sooty brother and my king as well. Oh, I mean, guess referring to the devil as his king.
Yeah. You're an agent of evil now. Sooty brother.
Sooty brother. The soldier held his peace and did as the devil bade him, but he was not at all satisfied with his wages, with his pile of dirt. Then as soon as he was up in the forest again, he took his knapsack from his back to empty it. But on opening it, the sweepings had become pure gold.
Oh.
Yeah, all right.
I love when that happens.
when your dirt...
Yeah, when the dirt that I sweep and put into my backpack turns into gold.
You know what? We really should be checking the bags of garbage that we put out on the on the sidewalk every day or every week. Just in case.
You never know.
That's... Probably why we have leprechauns going through our trash every week, honestly.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
But they're leprechauns that also look like little raccoons. They have tiny hands and they're constantly plodding.
Well, they're actually just raccoons with like leprechaun hats.
Yes.
They're the same thing. I should never have expected that, said he, and was well pleased, and entered the town. The landlord was standing in front of the inn, and when he saw the soldier approaching, he was terrified because Hans... Now the soldier has a name.
Just bury it in there.
It took pages and pages to get to his name.
For a page to happen. Because Hans looks so horrible. He called to him and asked, whence comes thou? From hell. Who art thou? The devil's sooty brother and my king as well. And then the host would not let him enter.
But when Hans showed him the gold, he came and unlatched the door himself.
Oh, well.
I'm the owner. I'm going to take care. I'm the manager. I'll take care of this one. I'll take care of this table. Hans then ordered the best room and attendants, ate and drank his fill, but neither washed nor combed himself as the devil had bidden him, and at last lay down to sleep. But the knapsack full of gold remained before the eyes of the landlord and left him no peace. Got a peep in that kettle.
Got a peep in that kettle. Yep.
And during the night, he crept in and stole it away. Next morning, however, when Hans got up and wanted to pay the landlord and travel further, behold, his knapsack was gone. But he soon composed himself and thought, "Thou hast been unfortunate from no fault of thine own," and straightaway went back again to hell, complained of his misfortune to the old devil, and begged for his help. No, don't ask for more help from the devil. That's always a bad idea. The devil said, "Seat yourself. I will wash, comb, and trim you, cut your hair and nails, and wash your eyes for you." Isn't that the same thing that happened in Bearskin? Didn't the devil have to give him a bath?
Yeah.
So he like sit in the bath and he hands the sponge to the devil and he's like, "Get on it."
This is like just a long con so that the devil can bathe people.
He really gets off on it.
He's really into it,
The devil wished he was like a home care provider.
Yeah.
Which the HR at Devil Corps put out multiple memos about this.
Right.
I would say HR at Devil Corps is probably super into it. They're like more, their training videos from the 1980s are like, this is how you grab a butt.
Yeah.
This is call all women girls and tell them to smile.
They have sexual harassment training, but it's the opposite.
It's the opposite. Yeah. It's hell.
We noticed you haven't been sexually harassing your coworkers.
Remember, at least 3 times per day, you should always be uncomfortably putting your hand on one of your coworkers' knees.
Don't bother touching shoulders or hands at all. If you touch someone at all, just go straight as close to the crotch as you can get. And when he had done with him, he gave him the knapsack back again full of sweepings and said, "Go and tell the landlord that he must return you your money, or else I will come and fetch him, and he shall poke the fire in your place." Hans went up and said to the landlord, "Thou hast stolen my money. If thou dost not return it, thou shalt go down to hell in my place and wilt look as horrible as I." Then the landlord gave him the money and more besides, only begging him to keep it secret, and Hans was now a rich man. He set out on his way home to his father, bought himself a shabby smock frock to wear. Smock frock sounds like something a frock is something a woman wears. It's like a little outer dress.
That's a little close-minded to you.
So sorry, you are right.
Yep.
Looking in the mirror, starting with the man in the mirror.
You're in Grim Brother jail.
Also, this whole innkeeper thing, that didn't go anywhere, right? So that just, he lost his money and then he got it back and then we're done with that part of the story?
Yeah.
He's got double money. That's the only thing that came out of that story. But that was a good, this entire, half of this paragraph was innkeeper nonsense. Okay, so he got himself a smock frock to wear. And strolled about making music, for he had learned to do that while he was with the devil in hell.
When?
It's 7 years. You can't poke a fire all day.
You can't just tell us? That's not like a fun aspect of the story.
Yeah, that the devil taught him how to play the fiddle?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, where's that sweet montage where like him and the devil are like getting pretty close buddies?
There was, however, an old king in that country before whom he had to play. He had to play before the king. And the king
What was the reason?
He had to, okay? When a guy writes a book, okay, what happens in the book, it has to happen that way.
We don't have to have reasons behind it. There's no logic. It's
because
just,
Jakob wanted it.
He said it was so.
Yeah, Jakob was like, "I noticed this guy doesn't have a name." And he's like, "I don't know, Hans." And I'll just put it in the middle of the story.
Boy, that name sounds kind of familiar. Haven't we said, we're just going with Hans.
Hans. We've used Hansel. It's close. It's way far away. The king was so delighted with his playing that he promised him his eldest daughter in marriage.
Every single story is just like, you meet someone because you got some coin, and the guy's like, "I got a daughter."
Okay, there wasn't even coin here, though. This was, the king literally sold his daughter for a song. Literally.
And what was the song? Like, for real?
That the...
Like, what good good old ditty that did he learn in hell? Like, what's hell's greatest hits? Yeah.
It's just Baby Shark.
Baby Shark, Baby Shark, Mama Shark, We can't go on.
This is what hell.
This is what hell.
You've never heard of Baby Shark?
You haven't hung around your niece and nephew long enough.
They're too young.
Oh no! You think Baby Shark? Baby Shark is for like
babies.
Yeah, and it just goes over and over again, and they go through baby, mama, daddy, grandma.
Okay,
I have sat with our niece and nephew watching an entire TV station, I think. Possibly a TV station. I don't know. It went on for hours.
It's on Netflix. That's just like, or like YouTube or something. It's like 2 hours long and they just have different visuals for it, but it's, and slightly different versions, but it's just Baby Shark.
Yeah.
Do, 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 do.
It's the same lyric over and over and over again. Like you're in some sort of Twilight Zone limbo world of insanity.
If there's a hell for me, it's playing Baby Shark on loop. And they love it, and they love it. No, if they ask for Baby Shark, there has to be a stipulation always of like, you get 10 minutes of Baby Shark because we don't want to blow our brains out because of this song.
Yeah, once you get past 10 minutes, like, hope there isn't a high cliff around because I'm throwing myself off it.
Yeah, it's bad. Yeah. Well, sorry to introduce, you can have that...
Baby Shark. I'll tell my niece and nephew about Baby Shark.
And then your sister will
murder
you.
Oh, my sister will kill me. Yeah,
yes.
So I won't do it. Yeah,
yes. It's the equivalent of giving a child a noisy toy.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah. Yep.
Okay. And when she... Okay. So he promised his eldest daughter in marriage. When she heard that she was to be married to a common fellow in a smock frock, she said, rather than do it, I would go into the deepest water. And then the king gave him the youngest, who was quite willing to do it to please her father. And thus the devil's sooty brother got the king's daughter, and when the aged king died, the whole kingdom likewise. The end.
The end.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, hold on. This guy wrote Baby Shark. I don't think you get it.
He's a millionaire.
Whoever did write Baby Shark is actually a millionaire right now because it's everywhere.
Yep.
You could buy whole CDs of just Baby Shark.
Is it Raffy?
Huh?
That's the one that my nephew really likes, Raffy. He's like kind of an old hippie that just writes silly children's songs.
Yeah, I do not believe Baby Shark is Raffy. I can be very wrong on that. I don't know who wrote Baby Shark, but whoever they are, I hope they're one of those
guys. It's Pharrell. Ones.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. After he wrote, ba 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 ba, I'm loving it. He was like, Baby Shark, Baby Shark. I don't
did
know.
Did Pharrell buy?
I know Justin Timberlake co-wrote it with somebody. I don't know.
You're kidding me. Yeah. I mean, it's pretty catchy.
Yeah, and they got billions of dollars or something
on top
for
of their already billions of dollars.
Yep.
They're literally turning dirt into pure gold.
That's what we learned in this story is that gold is just hell dirt.
I mean, the devil also is forgiving, too. Like, you would think that the devil, like, when he comes back the second time and he's like, lost my gold. Devil's like, no, it's okay. Here you go.
He's like, no more tears. Let me clean you up.
Yeah.
Get into the tub. Here we go. Yeah. What kind of do you want? Like a mullet? I don't know. I haven't been on Earth for a while. What do you think? Like a bowl cut?
What are you guys into, like bobs now? What are you doing?
The devil's doing the thing where he's got the shampoo in Hans's hair. Yeah. And he's like making it stand up or like making him look like Martha Washington.
Right. Oh, he's giving him a little bubble mustache.
Yeah. So you got a girlfriend?
Spread your legs.
Cutting hair. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the devil sounds like a creepy, but, you know, a pretty good manager as far as a boss goes.
I take the devil for the manager. Yeah, he's not bad. He's forgiving. He gave a second chance.
Yeah, Hans fucked up when he was gone, and he was like, no, it's cool. It's fine.
Also, did the whole section about the old devil go anywhere? Like, why did they mention the old devil?
That's always been the same devil. I mean, like, if you want to think that it was more devils than one, but it was... They just at one point called him it was more like, that old devil.
Oh, the old devil. Okay.
Yeah.
He literally was like, here's the old devil.
In a lot of stories, they like to change up the adjective that describes people. Like, it's the beautiful woman, and then it's the young woman.
Yeah.
Or like,
it's pretty maiden.
It's the short devil. Now he's the old devil.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. That's on me. You can't be short and old, you know. Pick one.
Yeah. Here's three things. You can be short, old, and fat. Pick two.
Yep.
there's
very little to take away from the story, because Hans at the beginning, when we just know him as the soldier, a disbanded soldier, is just poor and has nothing to do. And then the devil comes upon him. He serves his 7 years. He has his back and forth with getting his gold. And then he meets a king and gets married. Like, it's...
This is just Bearskin again.
This is just Bearskin again.
It's just a
remix
Bearskin again.
I liked Bearskin better, though.
Yeah, Bearskin was better.
Bearskin was so better. Well, because Bearskin also spent his... Bearskin was better because Bearskin himself was better. He spent his whole 7 years wandering around giving money to the poor.
Yeah.
To pray for him, sure. But, like...
Yeah.
He was still giving a bunch of money to the poor, and then he gave a bunch of money to the old man because the old man, like, just couldn't pay his bill. He's like, here you go. Fucking Hans spent his 7 years poking the fire and teasing his old coworkers in hell.
There was also probably a lot of other cauldrons, too, so I'm going to assume it wasn't just his coworkers. It was probably, like, maybe, like, a third-grade teacher that he hated a lot. Yeah. Like, some girl he went to high school with who wouldn't date him.
I want
to
hear you do the times tables!
Where's your hall pass now?
And then he became king.
And then he became king. There, I cannot think of a moral for this one.
No.
No, this one very much seems like a lot of slap together things that don't really have anything to do with each other.
Yep. If anything, the only thing we really learned is something about the devil being forgiving, but that really doesn't play well.
Yeah, this isn't like a story in which they're like trying to warn you against possibly going over to the dark side or like talking to the devil because everything works out for you.
If anything, it sounds like going to work for the devil is a pretty good job.
Worked
offer.
Out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like in Michigan, everybody works for Quicken Loans for like a short amount of time because they get paid bank. And then they're like, I'm going to go make art again. And it's like you just work for the man.
The devil.
Yeah, the devil. You work for the man, devil.
I mean, yeah. So you can, I mean, that's it. We can take that as a takeaway. You know, sometimes you can sell your soul a little bit for a while. You can sell out a little bit.
Yeah, this is an allegory for modern life where it's like, you just got to sell out for a couple of years and then you can go do whatever you want.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right. I think that's all we got.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. Hope you learned your lesson.